You're listening to the Sunrise Morning Show, and Diane Mushaven is joining us. She's a licensed professional clinical counselor at Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Covington. Diane, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking about trauma and traumatic experiences today. I think it's important to, first of all, define our terms. What do we mean by trauma?
Sure. Well, trauma results from an event or a series of events or maybe a set of circumstances that an individual experiences as physically or emotionally harmful or life-threatening. So it can have lasting adverse effects on an individual's functioning. It can affect their mental, their physical, their social, emotional, and their spiritual well-being, really. So we often hear the word trauma and we think of maybe very life-threatening incidents like, you know, a car wreck, a serious car accident, maybe a crime like being robbed at gunpoint. And we certainly recognize that these are examples of trauma with a capital T. Mm-hmm. But it's also important to know that other experiences can have very traumatic effects, such as, you know, an example would be a child who grows up with a great deal of verbal and physical abuse, or a child who grows up living with someone who was a problem drinker or had a serious mental health problem. And so these adverse effects can have lasting impacts, especially for those who experience them when they're very young.
So how widespread are these kinds of traumatic experiences?
Well, the stats are really very sobering and really sad. We know that 60% of adults report experiencing either abuse or some type of very difficult family circumstances during their childhood. We know that over half of the people who have substance abuse problems were abused in some way as children. Mm. As I was, you know, looking at the stats, one really got to me, that 26% of children in the United States will witness or experience a traumatic event before they turn 4 years old.
Oh,
26% of children. So clearly these types of traumas are very widespread experiences, and they really do have the potential to deeply impact people throughout their lives.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because, I mean, that statistic is just heartbreaking. But some people might think, well, 4 years old, they're not going to remember that. But do those traumatic experiences really affect them for in the future?
Mm-hmm. They absolutely do. We know more now due to neurobiology research about how trauma is experienced, not just in the mind, but actually in the body, that all the physiological responses that a traumatic experience calls up can actually change some of the way you're sort of wired to respond to triggering incidents that might remind you of those early traumas. Mm. So we know that survivors of trauma can have a variety of reactions. They can have distressing memories many years later. They can attempt to avoid any reminders of the trauma. And, of course, those things can interfere with their normal life activities. They can have changes in their mood or thinking. Many trauma survivors have difficulty regulating their emotions. They may either overreact emotionally to situations that might be related to the past trauma, or they might shut down and seem really emotionally numb and distant.
Wow. Is there any kind of treatment for this?
There's a lot of great good news in that area. You know, many of the agencies that are involved in trauma treatment have embraced the principles of what is known as trauma-informed care. And so that is that means that everyone that the client encounters when they come for services, from the person who greets them at the front door to the therapist they work with, endeavors to make them feel safe. And the therapist especially works to prevent re-traumatization and to help clients understand how the trauma has impacted them. So that's a foundation. And then because of some of this exciting new research, the advances in imaging studies and neurobiology, we have some really fascinating new techniques. And I've learned one of the techniques over the summer. I received specialized training in a technique called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR. And so this technique allows the clients to process their traumatic memories in a way that is safe and highly effective. And one of the great things is that Catholic Charities is, as far as I know, the first nonprofit faith-based agency in Northern Kentucky that can offer this type of treatment. So for us, that's
awesome.
Really exciting. And I've been amazed at the progress people have made in the months that I've been using this.
Well, if there's someone listening that would like to talk to you or one of the therapists at Catholic Charities or knows someone that might need be in need of this kind of treatment, Diane, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, that would be great. And we do hope that people will feel comfortable reaching out for help with this. They can call us at 859-581-8974. And they'll be connected to our client care staff, who will get them registered and set up an appointment with one of the licensed therapists here. And I'd be happy to work with anybody in particular who has trauma issues. As you know, we have other staff here, too, who are very experienced in a wide range of issues. So we definitely want to be sure that people know our services are available in an affordable way. And as a ministry of the diocese, of course, our treatment approaches and services are consistent with our Catholic faith and values.
Fantastic. And we'll have covingtoncharities.org linked at sunrisemorningshow.com as well to make it easy for listeners to look up that information as well. Diane Mushaven, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the good work you're doing.
Oh, and thank you very much for getting the word out.